Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a Thinking Thursday edition of What's Talk. I know, I think it's too early to be thinking, too. It is a Thinking Thursday here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. That'll get you into the big show this morning.
So we have to do some thinking? Is that
is correct.
Thinking?
I decided this would be the one day I'd allow some thinking here on the program.
Yeah, we never do that.
I try to avoid it as much as possible, but I thought to myself, self, you need to do a little thinking this week. So I decided we'd try.
So today's your day.
It's an experimental Thinking Thursday.
Now, you're feeling better? In other words, to think, you got to feel better.
Yes, I am definitely feeling better. Right. I would not quite say 100%, but much, much better.
Okay.
Energy level much higher than it was either of the last couple of days. Going to try to take it easy today. We have the Goon and Ironhead show. Going to try to, you know, muddle through that and get there. And then I think with one more good day and night of the right medicine and rest and all of those things, I'm fingers crossed. I think tomorrow we'll be back to full bear.
All
look
right.
out, baby.
Because you're making history on Saturday.
Yeah, well I'm not making
you.
It. I'm going to be
you're
on
reporting
hand to witness
on history.
It.
There
yes, I am looking forward to witnessing it as the wrestling team is in hot pursuit of the all-time winning streak record for Division I wrestling. Oklahoma State has the record at 76. Penn State going into the weekend has 75. But the Nittany Lions have two dual meets in Nashville on Saturday, North Dakota State at 5 o'clock, and that'll be followed by a 7 o'clock match against Stanford. And if Penn State wins both, the Nittany Lions will be by themselves atop the most consecutive duels won list in NCAA Division I history with 77.
So what's this event on Saturday? Has a name, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's the Journeyman National Duels, National Duel Tournament. And they've run it a little differently, different years. Penn State has wrestled three matches some years. It's been over 2 days a couple of years, and we've had some different locations. They were down in Florida. They were down in New Orleans. This will be the second year now in Nashville. And this year it'll be two dual meets. So it's predetermined. So it's not a tournament in that they're not setting up a bracket and then the winners advance. It's a, you know, who the opponents are going in, and you're trying to match up some different schools that you might not otherwise see, get a feel for some different styles, different matchups that are out there. It's been, I think, a good tournament experience, dual tournament experience for Penn State, and Penn State is certainly a big draw for the tournament. But I think, North Dakota State and Stanford, just some very good individuals on both of those teams. A little different look, a little different feel from some of the Big Ten teams. So I think that's just the reason behind participating in it. And, yeah, it wraps up a busy December here for Penn State wrestling. They've done some traveling and wrestled some very good competition. And then we'll head into the new year ready for the Big Ten portion of the season, and then voila, before you know it, March is here, and the real fun begins with the Big Ten and then the NCAA championships.
All right, there we go. All right, now, folks, we got a busy show today. Coming up later this hour, a guest from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Leslie Kistner, is going to talk about Ag Ventures, not Adventures. Ag Ventures.
Ah, I like it.
I think sometimes we lose sight of, you know, all the agricultural opportunities and things that are in our general area, Center County in particular, and that includes this time of year, all right? Not necessarily just growing season. And so they've got a whole, from their website, they got a whole page about their Ag Ventures. Well, we're going to find out about some of those. Leslie will be joining us later this hour. Open line time next hour. Oh, my gosh, plenty to talk about. Maybe two in particular. Yes, I watched the Donald Trump speech last night. I was watching the Old Dominion football game, or yep, the bowl game, and I thought, okay, let me tear myself away from that and watch this. I've got some thoughts, and they're not necessarily good thoughts.
No?
Right? No. The short version, last night, that was a missed opportunity. All right, and I'll explain why in the next hour. It was a missed opportunity. Also, this morning, there is, I'm going to call this a blockbuster story out from the folks at Spotlight PA about underreported rapes in the State College area. They just cut this story loose this morning. I expect a lot of media outlets are going to pick up this story today. Free plug for them, spotlightpa.org. I just sort of skimmed the story this morning and thought, ooh, that's going to get some people's attention. It's an investigative type story. If you want to check it out on your own this morning, blockbuster story, I think. Like this one's going to get attention. So maybe we'll touch more on that a little bit later on. All right, yesterday, the heat wave! Goodness, I
love
was,
heat.
Yeah, all right. A lot of snow is now gone.
Thought I was back in Wyoming for a moment.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be cold and snowy in Wyoming, isn't it? Wait a minute. Probably more of the same today, but, oh, boy, rain tonight.
Come on now.
We'll see how much rain tonight. And then, apparently, we go into the wind tunnel. All right, between tonight and tomorrow, it's supposed to be very windy. And tomorrow, maybe a little return of flurries and so on. So the weather is not boring, put it that way, okay? Had no trouble coming into the studio this morning, but be careful, folks. There might be maybe some slippery spots kind of here and there because we had the snow melt yesterday. The moisture in the air, no doubt, with the warmer temperatures. Then overnight, it got down to the low to mid-20s, depending on where you are. Maybe some slippery spots kind of here and there this morning. So if you're just getting out and about, maybe drive a little cautiously, again, depending on where you are, until things start to warm up again. It's supposed to get back up into the 40s again today. So, you know, no drag racing today, all right? None of that stuff. Maybe sort of on a related note, saw this story. With statistics from the National Energy Assistant Directors Association. Ooh, okay. They claim that the average U.S. home, that'd be us, right? The average U.S. home will spend around $1,000 on heating this winter, heating your home. That would be up over 9% compared to last year. Now, I've seen a number of stories, electric bills going up and so on. I'll be honest, in my house, I haven't noticed it yet, but now that we've had a real cold snap recently, I want to check out my next electric bill. Yeah, that should be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Electric bills are going up. Now the question is, why? What's going on? And here we go. The number one culprit that gets pointed to again and again is AI. These companies that are building these AI data centers in various parts of the country, including Pennsylvania, these AI data centers are absolute energy hogs. I mean, they suck it in to keep all those computers running and doing all the computing and all that other stuff. And utility companies are trying to deal with these centers, which means they have to sort of find ways to upgrade the electric grid so that these centers can pull in more power. Well, the data centers aren't necessarily paying the cost of upgrading the electric grid. Some of that is probably being passed on to us. Oh, wonderful. And then, of course, the fact the cold All right. Now, our friend Joe Bastardi, WeatherBelt.com, he nailed it, as usual. December up till now has been really cold. Remember, it was 2 degrees just a couple of days ago.
I remember.
It was cold. And if you are a regular listener, Joe has warned us, hey, watch out for January. January right now looking really cold. So we're going to go back into the freezer. Well, when it's cold, then we have more energy usage. So in that regard, I guess I'm not surprised. The average heating bill is $1,000 this winter, which is about 9.2% higher than last year. Wonderful. All right, just bundle up and see what you can do with that. Penn State finals week again is this week. I'm assuming some students are done by this point. They probably already headed out of town. But more finals today. Tomorrow's the actual last day. And then the fall commencement ceremonies take place. Mm-hmm. All right. Not only here at University Park, but at several other Penn State campuses around the state. So it took some, I'm on the Penn State email list, and they do a regular, like a news report of Penn State stuff. And pulled this information from their stuff. The commencement ceremonies will be from Friday through Sunday. Now, here at University Park on Friday, the Schreyer Honors College has an event. Otherwise, it looks like all of the actual graduation ceremonies are on Sunday. They're going to be on Sunday, literally like morning to late afternoon, evening. I mean, like all day long, they're going to be doing various graduation ceremonies. Now, according to Penn State's numbers, for all their campuses except Penn College, I guess Penn College kind of runs independent, so to speak, and so their numbers aren't in here.
Just doing their own thing.
They're doing, yeah, sort of like that. Penn State expects to award 4,545 diplomas this weekend. They're going to give out over 4,500 diplomas. That says 143 associate degrees. Just over 3,200 baccalaureate or bachelor's degrees, just over 1,000 master's degrees, 184 new doctors, now not medical doctors, just doctoral stuff, 3 law degrees, and 2 medical degrees. All right, there we go. So in advance, congratulations. Now pass your final. Hello? Come on, you got to pass your final.
Details.
If it's today at 9 a.m., you better pass your final. That's kind of important, all right? Don't mess that up, for goodness sakes. Otherwise, Sunday, a lot of graduations, and then a lot of those folks head wherever home is, and it's safe to come back into town again. Sorry, that's just my favorite line. This is something I came across yesterday. I did not... I've never heard of this. Shame on me. Now, granted, I don't have any youngsters anymore. You have a youngster.
I do.
Are you familiar with the Nittany Lions Cub Club?
Cubs Club.
Cub Club.
No.
You're not familiar with that. All right. I'll be honest. I didn't hear of it either. This is through the Penn State Athletic Department, the Nittany Lions Cub Club. This is for kids 12 and under. It's kind of like a fan club for kids about Penn State sports, and the Nittany Lion is involved. And right now they're doing sign-ups, and according to a release, they have a limited number of sign-ups to go before, I guess, they max out or something like that. If you go to the athletic department website, which is gopsusports.com, do a search there for the Nittany Lions Cub Club. Actually, if you sign or your kid signs up for this, again, this is 12 and under. All right, they get some neat stuff. They get some football stuff. They have some wrestling and men's hockey stuff, like discounted tickets to a game or a match. Also, women's volleyball, men's and women's basketball. Free, oh, this is interesting, free entry for members and discounted tickets for parents or guardians at one game this year.
Hey, hey, hey.
So you could take the, if he were a member, you could take the little guy to a game, he gets in for free, and you would get in for a reduced price.
There you go.
All right. Same with a wrestling match, although I think you already get in for a reduced price. don't you?
They seem to be pretty willing to let me in. Yeah.
Well, apparently, I've never heard of this before until I saw this. Like, what is this? And so on. So if you want to check it out, go to the website, gopsusports.com. You can join the Nittany Lions Cub Club for just $30. All right, you're a member. And you get a bunch of stuff. You get what I mentioned about, you know, discounted tickets. You get a Cub Club welcome box full of goodies that goes to your little person. Let's see, a monthly newsletter. You get special messages from the Nittany Lion himself. Wow. This is interesting. Post-game field access and photo opportunities at one select football game.
Hey,
kids would love that. So if you've got a kid 12 and under, you want to check this out, again, go to that website, gopsusports.com. It said something about a limited number of members, and apparently they're getting down to zero. So if you're interested, you better check that out really quick. Powerball. Okay, let's see. How did we do last night, baby? I had my ticket.
Did I win?
Did you buy a ticket? See, I did.
I forgot again.
I got one whole number, which is better than recently. Nobody won it again.
Oh.
Ooh.
Another opportunity for me.
Now, before you hop a plane or whatever to this wrestling thing, you might want to go buy a ticket. The next drawing is Saturday night. At least $1.5 billion.
Why do now we're starting to get towards some serious money.
I get the feeling this may go up to $2 billion again. So, okay. Yeah, actually, the machine got one number right out of six. How much do I get for that? Nothing. Again, I buy one ticket just to say, okay, my toe is in the water. Maybe with God's grace, the right numbers will come up. Because it's about a 1 in 300 million chance of getting all the numbers right.
There you go.
Oosh. Now, if you get five numbers right, you still get $1 million. If you don't get all six, you get five. Well, I can't even, I got one. Just one. Anyway. All right, for my fellow space geeks out there, all right, space stuff. This is a big night, all right. If you've read these stories, and this is either curious or bizarre, I'm not sure which it is, there is a comet out there streaking through the solar system.
There's actually multiple comets streaking through the
solar
system.
This one in particular.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This comet's called 31 Atlas.
Now this, good old 31 Atlas.
31 Atlas. Now, this is the one where a rather esteemed professor, I believe, at MIT continues to claim that, I don't know, maybe aliens are on the comet and they're streaking through the solar system to keep an eye on us. And this guy is saying this with a straight face. Now, lots of other scientists are like, no, it's just a comet. Although, apparently, every couple of days or every 3 days, there's a story, this comet is doing strange things. It's changing colors. What is that protrusion with the comet? I mean, it's just crazy, crazy stuff. Well, late tonight, or maybe early tomorrow morning might be more accurate.
That comet was just happy to see us.
This comet is supposed to make its closest approach to Earth. Uh-oh.
How close will it be?
It's heading our direction. So it passed Jupiter. It passed Mars. Now it's heading to us. Now, folks, don't freak out, okay?
I'm freaking out, man.
According to the story, it's going to pass about 168 million miles away.
Ah!
Okay, that's out there, baby, all right? Now, I guess tonight or early tomorrow morning, telescopes are going to be trained on this thing. I've got a note here. There's going to be a free live stream of this flyby. It's a flyby. I mean, it's not going to stop and say, hey, guys, how you doing?
If you can't tell a friend, at least telescope.
There you go. Ah, that's pretty good. It's going to fly by Earth, well, kind of, like way, way, way out there. If you do a web search, somebody's doing a free live stream of the flyby.
Ah.
All right, so they'll have, I don't know, a telescope or something aimed at it. It's so far away, I guess it's not visible to the naked eye. All right, you won't be able to go outside tonight. This live stream doesn't start tonight until 11 p.m.
Now, the clothed eye.
The what?
The clothed eye, you'll be able to, the naked eye, no, but the clothed eye, I think, you'll be able to see it just fine. You just got to keep that eye nice and warm in the winter months. Okay. A little eye sweater and you should be just fine.
Okay, thanks for the advice.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's nice.
I'm just here to help, kids.
So if you're really into this stuff, you're gonna have to pull an all-nighter, I guess, if you want to see this thing live. I'm sure somebody will be recording it.
Going to need more gin and tonics over here.
Go up to Cherry Springs State Park, up toward Countersport. Now, the problem is our weather tonight is supposed to be rainy. So that means cloudy, which means you're not going to be able to see anything with a telescope anyway, apparently. So you're going to have to find the online live stream. Do a web search for that, and you should be able to find that.
Can we get a hold of the comet and just hold up for another day or two till we can get some clearer skies?
Well, if the guy from MIT is right, maybe the thing will hit the brakes and just kind of park out there for a while, like staring at us while we're staring at it.
That would be helpful.
And if that would happen, we would freak out.
Well, like, just a little bit.
Okay, the guy was right. Oh my gosh, holy moly. By the way, speaking of streaming, now this is a big story. It really is. The Oscars, all right, the awards, the Oscar awards.
Never heard of them. What is this you're talking about?
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, blah blah. They are going to start doing the Oscar awards, which are, I think that's a Sunday night usually.
Yeah.
They're going to start streaming on YouTube. Starting in 2029.
Huh.
Now, that's a big story because ABC regular television has carried the Oscars since 1976.
Oh, those were the days.
And apparently, now, the ratings are terrible. I mean, they're really bad. People just don't watch the Oscars anymore. They just don't. Now, maybe it's because you got actors and actresses who need to give up and give political speeches and all that garbage.
Could have something to do with it.
Instead of just, hey, thank you for this award. I'm so honored. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But the Academy, as they say, has made the decision to go all streaming. Mm. Now, first off, all streaming means literally anybody on the planet could watch this. It's going to be a free stream. On YouTube. And YouTube, of course, is, you know, the big kahuna when it comes to online videos and streaming and stuff.
Uh-huh.
All right. So starting in 2029, they're making the move to streaming. Is this yet another indicator that good old-fashioned standard TV is just dying? It's just going the way of the dinosaur and so on. And you have to wonder, how long is it going to be until all video, especially all video, is streaming? And, you know, what does that mean for local television stations? You know, not necessarily a good thing that everything's going to go all streaming. I'll be honest, I have YouTube TV at my house, and I really like it. And I can pick it up on my phone very simply. So no matter where I'm at, I can pull it up and I can watch, you know, I can watch the local news or I can watch whatever I want to watch. Streaming is very cool. I mean, it's very flexible. I can pretty much get it anywhere. I can't do that necessarily with regular TV. So let's watch this over the next, I don't know, maybe 5 years. Let's see where we are 5 years from now when it comes especially to TV. Is it going to be pretty much all streaming? Cable's going to go by the wayside. Satellite stuff's going to go by the wayside. Everybody's going to be streaming television. So when this came out yesterday, I'm like, whoa, that's a big move. And, of course, the Academy wants to get better ratings, and it hasn't been happening on regular TV. So they're going to switch starting in 2029. Very, very interesting. Watch that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We've got our sports segment. Lots to report there. We're going to find out about local ag ventures later this hour. And then in the second hour, open line time. Lots to discuss. Yes, the Trump speech last night, a missed opportunity. in one man's opinion, and I will explain why. And your calls, of course. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We're just getting rolling, and we'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House, a delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College, so if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Get up and get going with 98.7 The Fox.
Come on.
the world's biggest Christmas tree. They're doing a Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. This is the time of year to do it, baby. It is Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. Open phone time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour later this morning. Right now we take a check of the sports scene. Of course, Penn State in finals week. The Nittany Lion football team getting ready for the Pinstripe Bowl, which will be coming up on December 27th at Yankee Stadium against Clemson. And probably get some more news on other players opting out and what the roster may actually look like probably at the end of finals week here and into early next week. So we'll keep an eye out for that. But does not seem like there's going to be nearly the number of defections as perhaps some would have anticipated. Meanwhile, bowl season is underway, and two more games were held last night. We had the Old Dominion South Florida game for you on the Staff DNA Cure Bowl here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Old Dominion rolling to the 24-10 victory over South Florida. Ricky Ronnie's team gets the win to cap off their very good season. Also, Delaware holding off Louisiana last night at the 68 Ventures Bowl, 20-13. The Blue Hens win it. On tap tonight, an entire country awaits the showdown in the Xbox Bowl between Missouri State and Arkansas State. Look forward to that. Okay. Stay up till 9 o'clock tonight for the kickoff of that showdown.
They going to play it on Xbox or something?
And,
or they going to play
know,
an actual game?
That might actually make it a little more entertaining. I don't know. I'm not sure. I tend to... There was a time where I probably would tune in and watch that. That time is not now.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I got other things on the agenda. Well, and tonight, that'll be sleep on the agenda.
Oh.
Not making it, I'm not sure I'll make it through the first quarter of that one. All right, high school scoreboard. Penns Valley boys basketball team easily defeating Mount Union 85-38 last night. Julian Battaglia had 18 points to lead four Rams in double figures. Joining Battaglia were Noah Patel with 17 points, Carter Ironside with 15, and Spencer Althouse with 10. Penns Valley now 5-2 on the season. The Rams will host Forest Hills tomorrow night at 7:30. Penns Valley girls basketball team dropping a 65-57 contest at Clearfield yesterday. Paige Johnson had 21 points, while Sydney Dalton and Lily Smith added 10 points apiece for Penns Valley. Lady Rams fall to 3-3 on the season. And the girls team will also host Forest Hills tomorrow. That will get underway at 6 o'clock. In junior high girls basketball yesterday, the Bellefonte A team slipping past Bald Eagle area 23-21, but the Bald Eagle area B team rolled to a 24-2 victory over Bellefonte. Two Penn State women's volleyball players have been honored by the American Volleyball Coaches Association, and Kennedy Martin, the accolades keep coming in. Kennedy was named a first-team All-American. Her teammate Jillian Grimes tabbed as an honorable mention selection. Martin is now a three-time AVCA All-American, adding this year's honor to the two she earned while she was at Florida. She made the second team as a freshman and is now a two-time first-team All-American. And mind you, she has another year of eligibility remaining here at Penn State. In her first year with the Nittany Lions, Martin put together an historic season. She put the program's best statistical performance together in the 25-point rally scoring era, which started back in 2008, as she set program records for Most points in a single season with 728. Most points per set with 6.22. Most kills with 634. Most kills per set with 5.42. And she owns the program's records for points and kills in three set, four set, and five set matches as well in the current area. Grimes wrapping up her Penn State career with the honorable mention All-America honor. She adds that to the first team All-Big Ten accolade she earned in her senior campaign here. She had double-digit digs in 26 matches for the Nittany Lions this season. She served as one of the team's captains for Penn State this year. Penn State baseball announcing its 2026 schedule. Nittany Lions will be hosting 22 games at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. The schedule includes 39 games against Power Conference opponents and non-conference trips to Arizona, Richmond, Lubbock, Texas, Hagerstown, Maryland, and the trip that I think Mr. Giese and I may need to go and follow this team on.
Come on.
They're going to the Bahamas, baby.
Oh!
Penn State will open the 2026 campaign in Arizona at the MLB Desert Invitational. That'll be February 13th through the 15th. The Nittany Lions will face Air Force on Friday, Grand Canyon on Saturday, and Kansas State on Sunday that weekend. Nittany Lions will travel to Richmond for a four-game series, February 20th through the 22nd. Nittany Lions and Richmond will play one game on Friday, two on Saturday, and a final one on Sunday. Nittany Lions picked up a 17-6 win at Richmond in a single game this past season. Penn State will be heading to the Bahamas February 27th through March 1st. Well, I'll be cutting it close, but I have to get back here just in the nick of time for the Big Ten wrestling tournament. Right. But we can make this work.
Make your plans.
Three-game series against Indiana State. The Sycamores, coming off a 24-win season of their own last year. Penn State will open its home schedule March 3rd and 4th against St. John's. Red Storm had 29 wins last season. Nittany Lions will travel to Texas Tech March 6th through the 8th to open spring break. Texas Tech had 13 wins in Big 12 play last season. Penn State will then take on Georgetown in a two-game series March 10th and 11th in Virginia before returning for the Big Ten opening series weekend against Iowa, March 13th through the 15th. And then the Nittany Lions will play their first of three games against West Virginia and Morgantown on March 17th. Penn State will host St. Bonaventure on March 24th. And then we'll welcome Illinois to Medlar Field at Lebrano Park, March 27th through the 29th. And the Nittany Lions will continue that homestand on April 1st against Central Florida. And then back to Big Ten play April 3rd through the 5th at Nebraska. Penn State will host FDU on April 7th, Fairleigh Dickinson. And then Penn State travels to Ohio State April 10th through the 12th. Penn State will host Rutgers April 17th through the 19th. Bucknell on April 21st. And then Penn State will visit Oregon April 24th through the 26th. That'll be the first ever meeting between those two programs on the baseball diamond. Penn State will host Minnesota May 1st through the 3rd, and will close out the home schedule against Washington May 8th through the 10th, and then the Nittany Lions wrap up the regular season at Pitt on May 12th, and at Maryland, May 14th through the 16th. Big Ten tournament will be held in Omaha, Nebraska, May 18th through the 24th. Just have a feeling this is going to be a pretty special year for Penn State baseball. Nittany Lions last season, 33-23. under Mike Gambino. Second most wins in program history. Penn State reaching the 30-win mark for the first time since 2011 last season. And they'll be looking to see if they can build on that success from a year ago. Pittsburgh Penguins back in action tonight, hoping that maybe getting out of town is what they need right now. Not a good homestand. They'll open up a road trip here, brief road trip, mind you, at the Ottawa Senators tonight. That'll be a 7 o'clock face-off. They'll be at Montreal on Saturday and then back home with Montreal on Sunday. Little home-and-home action there with the Canadiens. But see if they can get back on the winning track tonight against those Senators. The Philadelphia Flyers, meanwhile, on the road tonight. They will face the Sabres in Buffalo. That will be a 7:30 start. And the 76ers will return to action tomorrow night. The Sixers will visit the New York Knicks. Sixers right now in sixth in the Eastern Conference. And that is a little something I like to call sports.
What about the potential Penguins sale that came out yesterday?
Yeah, this keeps getting bandied about, and no. Let's just not let that happen. I don't want to think about it. And it really doesn't.
Well, they're not going anywhere.
It hurts my heart.
Right? They're not going anywhere. It's no. Just the Fenway Group, Fenway, like Boston Fenway Group, had controlling interest. Now they're going to sell to some group from Chicago. All right? Chicago has a team. It's not like the Penguins are going to move.
Chicago. NFL action, by the way, tonight. We will have the Rams at the Seahawks. That should be a very good game. Some playoff implications there for sure in terms of seeding in the NFC, potential seeding. So the Rams at the Seahawks tonight, our coverage will get underway at 7:30 here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And you can listen for the Dear Goon and yours truly this afternoon from 2 to 4. I believe Goon will join us for 1 hour and Chris Buccanani for another. Goon is on the mend as well. He's recovering from surgery, and so he'll join us remotely. Booch will join us remotely. I will get to be on hand and enjoy all of the delicious food and beverage at Quaker Steak and Lube. That'll be this afternoon from 2 to 4. We'll have some fun talking about the bowl games, NFL playoffs, and taking a look at the Penn State wrestling opportunity this weekend as Nittany Lions look to set the all-time winning streak record, most consecutive dual wins if Penn State can win over both North Dakota State and Stanford here on Saturday night. So tune in for the Goon and Ironhead show this afternoon, or stop on down to Quaker Steak and Lube. Enjoy some of that great food and beverage along with great service in person. That would be a wonderful option as well. Say howdy. That'll be 2 to 4 this afternoon.
All right. Two quick things before we take a break.
Yeah.
Villanova playing for a national championship.
Yeah.
Now, not basketball.
No.
It's too early for that.
No.
And they're not going to do it this year anyway. No, football. Now, if you're a Penn State fan, remember Villanova?
I remember.
Okay. Back in the good old days.
Back when Penn State was thinking it could be like a national title contender this season.
How about that? Huh. This is the, what do they call it? The FCS, what we used to call 1A. Villanova.
Yeah, 1AA.
Yeah. Villanova plays Illinois State Saturday night, and if they win, they go to the finals against either Montana or Montana State. All right, and that'll be
One of the teams from Montana, we're pretty confident.
Yeah, somebody from Montana is going to be in the final. So, I don't know, root for Villanova, all right,
in
the national championship
Absolutely.
Game. How about that? And, okay, here, one of our favorite lines of our show, is it possible to go too far with something?
And we don't think it is. Scott and I say
What about this one?
What?
All right, this outfit, Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi,
uh-huh.
And they do betting pretty much on anything.
Sure.
I mean, which presidential candidate is going to slip and fall tomorrow night? Yeah, they'll probably do betting on that, and people will actually bet money.
Sure.
What about betting on college football players going into the transfer portal? They want to start betting on that. Now, you're rubbing your head. You're saying, oh, boy, I had the same reaction. Like, maybe it's possible to go too far with something.
Yeah.
But according to one story, Kalshi has already, I don't know if you get permission or whatever. They want to start this as soon as possible. For betting on if Joe Smith from Blah School is going to go into the transfer portal here shortly in January.
Well, you can't blame him if he does. He had a subpar year, you have to admit. And really, Blah School overall was a disappointment this year. Just didn't seem like the chemistry was right. So I don't think anybody would blame him, and I think most of us are expecting Mr. Smith to transfer.
Now, nobody would abuse this particular bet, would
you? No, I can't imagine any way that would be.
Is it possible to go too far with something? Now, I don't know if somebody can stop Kalshi from doing this.
That's a good question.
Maybe Kalshi should just take a step back and say, maybe there's some bets we just shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But apparently the answer to that question is no. You should be able to bet on lots and lots of, like, you know, will presidential candidate blah, blah slip and fall tomorrow night? I don't know. I saw that. I'm like, no. For goodness sakes, there's so much potential for abuse on that one. It's crazy. But here we go. Folks, please. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some fun ag ventures in the neighborhood. All right, get ready. You're going to have some fun. And then in the second hour, open line time with your calls. The Trump speech last night, which interesting isn't quite a strong enough word, and some other things as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio. 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing, and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning.
All right, folks, sit tight because we're going to be busy eating. Yes, eating. Okay, we have a guest who brought us food.
This is...
Leslie, you come back every week, okay?
Happy to do so.
There we go.
Let this be a lesson to all guests. This is the way you do it, folks. Come on now.
Yeah, come on now.
Step up your game, other guests.
All right, we are joined with her snacks by Leslie Kistner of Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. Hi, Leslie. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Doing well.
Now, make it official. We didn't twist your arm to say, you must bring food. You brought us food.
No, I thought this is the eating season right now, and if we're talking about local products, so we have some whoopie pies and cheese from Kinfork in Madisonburg, and we have some cheese and some spicy mustard from Gudessa.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Baby. All right. Now, we're going to, first off, let's talk about you, if you would. Leslie, tell us about yourself, like your background and so on. What do you do for the Adventure Bureau? Tell us about you.
So I am the Public Relations Director for the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, so I am responsible for our corporate media presence, but I also coordinate the day-to-day activities of Happy Valley Adventures, which is our agritourism marketing initiative.
All right. This is not Adventures. This is Ag Ventures.
Yes.
That's how you know we're going to have some farm-tastic conversation.
Okay.
And, yes, we do plan to milk this segment for all it's worth.
Yes, milk it. Yes, mm-hmm. There we go. So what's the history of Ag Ventures? Tell us about that.
So Happy Valley Ag Ventures, actually, it was started in 2019 as a joint initiative with the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Chamber of Business and Industry of Center County for the past couple years as an agritourism and initiative. It's been under the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau's banner, I guess you could say. And it was really created to promote and support our agricultural businesses, and now inviting residents and even local visitors and local residents, to support what is grown, raised, produced, crafted right here in Center County.
All right. And not true that this created a beef with the other businesses. Is that right?
It did not.
See what I did there? Created beef.
The jokes keep coming.
Uh-huh. You're on medication
again. I'll
be here
all morning, folks.
You're on that cold medication again, aren't you? Okay, very nice. And you brought us some delicious food and some mm-hmm. notes here. I mean, how many folks are involved with this? It looks like there's a lot.
So right now we have over 70 destinations, and I know there are more out there. And so as I learn about them or they come to us, we add them to the initiative. Right. There's some criteria. So obviously agriculturally focused, open to the public in some capacity. So whether it's seasonal, year round. We even have one farm, Windmere Farms, if you're familiar. They're really internationally known for raising and breeding champion Percheron horses, but they do open their farm up once a year, which is an amazing, you know, open house event to see the operation and see the horses. So they're part of the initiative as well.
Leslie, you're talking about a number of my neighbors. I mean, my neighbors. Windermere is sort of over the hill. And, yes, the Percherons are amazing horses.
They are. They're beautiful.
They are gorgeous, big, stocky horses, like workhorses. And the Alabox, who are a neighbor of mine, have done a phenomenal job with them for years.
And it's one of the hidden gems, and I think that's great about our agricultural products. Sorry, I'm having trouble talking this morning, but there are a lot of hidden gems. You know, as you explore the county, there's a lot to discover.
All right.
And that's what this initiative helps to promote.
All right, give us some more examples. You mentioned a couple here. I mean, this is literally all over the county, right, these different things.
It is, Oliver Valley. So if you're out that way, Brush Valley area, just down the road from Windermere Farms is Kinfork. They have a wonderful cafe. They have local cheese. Of course, they have local beef and meat. But then the cafe is a great place for cup of coffee in the morning, a sandwich, and then also some fabulous baked goods, and that is Amish owned. And then if you cross the ridge to Hooblersburg is Gudessa, which is right down the road from the Hooblersburg Inn. Amazing cheese, over 16 varieties of sheep, cow, and goat milk cheese, fudge, and mustards and different condiments.
Okay.
Now, of course, the one thing with agriculture and all of these opportunities is you need good weather. Over the winter, there's really nothing we can do with the ag experience. You got to wait till the spring and summer, right?
Well, no, there is a lot to do.
What?
I think especially enjoying the flavors of what's grown and produced here. I mean, obviously, late spring, summer, and fall are for experiences. Those are the key months. There's a lot going on, but go out and have a delicious Field to Fork dinner. Stop by the Dairy Delight Trail, which is 7 ice cream and local cheese stops. Mm-hmm. They're all open year-round except one, Wasson Farm Market, which is seasonal.
Yep.
So you can still experience, try some cheese, check out these establishments. And then the Central PA Tasting Trail establishments are also part of our initiative. And so they often have activities and events throughout the year. I know Big Spring Spirits has trivia. There's line dancing at Axeman. So there's always something going on, even throughout the winter months.
Is there something coming up soon, like various events coming up in the next couple of weeks or month or something like that?
I would say check especially the Central PA Tasting Trail, like visit their Facebook pages. I think right now, it's prime eating season with the holidays,
yeah.
With the bowl games and the playoffs pretty soon for the NFL. So if you want to impress your guests, not only with your sports knowledge, but your ability to put on a great spread, check out some of the establishments. Gudessa is fantastic. You can try the cheese there. John Esch will give you ideas on pairings, even wine pairings. Tate Farm Harvest Shop, which is out on 322, their products are amazing. And what's really nice is that they have recipe cards for everything. So if you go there and you're like, I don't know what to do with ginger peach chutney, they'll have recipe cards that will tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, speaking of sports, there's a note here. Some Penn State football players have done something here. What's that?
Yeah, so over the, of course, the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is a big supporter of Penn State athletics. Even, the NIL and providing those opportunities for student-athletes.
Sure.
And then over the past 2 years, 2.5 years, we have worked with 3 football players, so Dominic Rooley, Tyler Holtzworth, and Blaze Sokatch-Minnick, to promote our agritourism product. And so we've done 3 videos with them where they have participated in everything from goat yoga. They've done some fly fishing on Penn's Creek. They have picked flowers at Rooted Farmstead and Blooming Petals Flower Farm and had a little friendly flower arranging competition, which they're very talented. They did a great job. And so those videos are still in our YouTube channel for the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. But it's been great working with them. They've really become excellent ambassadors for agritourism in Center County.
Wait a minute. Goat yoga.
Goat yoga, yes.
What? Okay, hello? What is goat yoga?
Nittany Meadow Farm. I think they're done with their activities for this year, but you can do goat yoga. You can do country line dancing with the goats. They just had a series of ugly Christmas sweater parties where you interact. The goats have cute little sweaters on. Like there's unique fun things to do if you look for it.
Line dancing with goats.
Yes.
Okay. I have a hard enough time doing line dancing with people. Line dancing with goat, the goats dance or something.
Yes. So you practice at Axman Brewery, and then once you've perfected your line dancing, then you take it up a notch and you go to Nittany Meadow Farm and you add the goats. So,
wow.
Yeah, love it.
A lot of fun.
Okay. That's different. All right. I don't know that one. Now the main, all right, your main website is happyvalley.com.
So happyvalley.com is our main destination marketing website. There is also happyvalleyagventures.com, and that's specific to the destinations that are part of this initiative. And then there's also an Ag Ventures presence on Instagram and Facebook.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say happyvalleyagventures.com is like a separate website place that you can go get all the information there. Okay. So you can get it on the main website, happyvalley.com or happyvalleyagventures.com. Leslie, I think you mentioned Facebook, right? There's a Facebook page.
Facebook and Instagram. For Ag Ventures.
All right. Kind of connected there to that stuff.
And if you go to our YouTube channel, that's where you can find the videos with the football players and their experiences with Ag Ventures.
Well, we've got to ask you about, because, I mean, we're in the bowl season. We just had our first bowl game aired here last night on our radio station. But we have these bowl game menus incorporating local products. Tell us a little bit about that, because that sounds like something up my alley.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to, like, kick it up a notch with, you know, the food that you're having for your bowl game or the Super Bowl, definitely recommend Kinfork, Gudessa, Tate Farm. You can find some amazing products there. You can find ideas for what to do with those products. And then also, even for your holiday dinners, you know, Polecat Hollow Farm, a lot of our farms, you know, get some great pasture-raised meat. I know for Thanksgiving we had a turkey from Polecat Hollow Farm, and it was amazing. So,
are we seeing it? It feels like we're seeing more uniting of different, like we're pairing local businesses together to create opportunities to come check out all of the different things that this area has to offer. I know we're getting, it seems like, more farm to table experiences, and that's part of it. But it also feels like the wineries and breweries are maybe reaching out or being reached out to from some of the farmers. And hey, let's see if we can do this event or that event together. It's been neat to kind of see that, and it feels like that's been a more recent development, or at least I've noticed it maybe more recently.
It is. I think there's a lot of collaboration instead of being competitors, like how they can support each other to raise awareness. I know we have an event for our destinations once a year. It's a networking event where really that's the focus, to bring them together so they can meet each other, because they're busy. Let's face it, most, you know, small businesses, farms, they don't really have a lot of time to network with each other. And so that's been helpful, too, I think, in like starting those conversations about how they can work together.
All right. Well, once again, the website, happyvalleyagventures.com. There's a lot of stuff there, folks. I saw it. It's like, I didn't realize it was this much stuff. Holy mackerel. In one county, you mentioned over 70 different, you know, groups and things and so on. It's like, wow, this is great. So, folks, check this out. All right. And hey, holiday gifts, Leslie, there must be some holiday gifts out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, from local, you know, craft beverages. Tate Farm is a wonderful little shop. You can find anything there. Cheese, Gudessa, and Kinfork both have gift baskets, even corporate gifts. So, yeah, check it out. Plenty of opportunity to support local this holiday season.
Hey, anything that you wanted to talk about that we didn't ask you about with any of this?
I think just, you know, follow along on social media, because we try to cover everything that's going on. Yeah. But then once you explore the destinations, follow them on Facebook and social media so you can discover what's happening year-round on those at those places.
Okay. That whoopie pie has my name on it. So, and you actually brought two of them. Well done, Leslie.
Salted caramel and peanut butter.
That was what's that again?
One is salted caramel and the other is peanut butter.
Which one do you want, bud?
I'm okay with either. Salted caramel is probably my preference.
But I'll take peanut butter. All right. Peanut butter is my preference.
Yeah, see how we all get along.
That's perfect. Leslie, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the goodies.
Thank you. You're welcome. Enjoy.
Great to see you.
And folks, check these things out like all during the season, right? When I think agriculture, Leslie, I think growing season. I think March to maybe November, to harvest. I don't think December, January, February, but there's lots of things going on.
There is, year-round.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All
right, we're going to take a break and start eating. No, we're going to take a break and start eating, actually.
Well, yeah.
Okay, and we've got some open line time with your calls. Oh, we got plenty to talk about on a Thursday. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Like I always say, feed a fever, feed a cold.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA's Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State
College. Once upon a time in a town like this, a little girl made a great big wish to fill the world full of happiness and be on Santa's magic list.
Shake it up, shake it up.
Come on, y'all, it's Christmas time. It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. Leslie has moved to the very top of the nice list here for 2025. Job well done.
Way to go,
Santa
Leslie.
Santa is proud of you, Leslie.
There's kind of a cardinal rule of broadcasting. You're not supposed to eat when you're on the air. Well, screw that. Okay?
Yeah. Kind of a stupid
forget about
cardinal
it.
Rule is that.
This
I
is...
listen to the Blue Jay rule.
What's
Blue
that?
Jay rule says you can eat. Blue
oh.
Jays eat any Blue time, anywhere.
My Blue Jays in my backyard.
Yeah, we don't listen to those cardinals.
All right.
popcorn.
Man, this whoopie pie is really good.
It is very good.
Ooh, that is a serious whoopie
this
pie.
This cheese is
tasty. She brought us some spicy cheese. I just took one like cube. I'm like,
love it.
Whoa, that's pretty good. So, folks, check that out. Again, HappyValleyAgVentures.com. All the stuff, all the information's on that site.
There is some farmtastic information.
Farmtastic. There we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. All right, we have open line time for the rest of the show. Gosh, what will we talk about? We'll find something. How about you? 814-954-7266.
Yeah. All right. What do you think about
it? All right. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, the Donald Trump speech last night. How many of you watched that? And if you did, what'd you think? Now, be honest. What'd you think? Did you watch it, Mr. Ironhead?
I did not. I was out before the speech even came on. It wasn't necessarily intentional, but I took my NyQuil and was out probably within about 20 minutes. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that was all she wrote.
That's fast acting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that that's entirely attributable to the NyQuil, but yeah, I was out quickly.
That certainly
night.
Helped so, you along.
I saw some of the excerpts this morning and saw some of the analysis, saw some of it from couple of the traditional network stations and then Fox, and oddly there seemed to be divergent opinions there on the speech that was given last night.
All right, now if you didn't see this thing, first off, it was 20 minutes. That's it. Now, you know, if you've ever tried to watch the State of the Union speech, oh God, that's horrible. Because that thing usually drags and drags and drags.
Yeah, sometimes it goes on for over a half an hour.
How about over an hour?
All right.
It's just, ugh. Now, granted, the State of the Union speech is ridiculous because it's done in front of Congress. And depending on who the president is and their party and all that sort of stuff, the president will give like one or two lines, and then it's, yay! Half the room stands up every time and applauds and cheers, while the other half of the room is just kind of sitting there. And this happens over and over and over again. Ugh, I hate the State of the Union speech. What a joke. I mean, come on. It's a joke. Anyway, that's not what this was last night. Now, Donald Trump called this, I don't know, several days ago, like, hey, I'm going to do a national address to let the American people know what we've accomplished in my first year back as president. Okay. I mean, this was not regularly scheduled programming. All right. This kind of, boop, just kind of shows up. So one of the interesting things last night was, you know, the major networks all carried it, all right, starting at 9 o'clock. I remember checking my little, like, on-the-screen guide of shows beforehand last night, and I guess a couple of channels had it listed, you know, I can't remember the title, Trump speech or Address to the Nation or something like that, and it was listed as 9 o'clock to 9:22. Okay, I'm thinking, all right, that's unusual. 9 o'clock to 9:22.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, then what happens at 9:22? So, in other words, when the speech was over, I'm watching this thing. I'm like, all right, I got my clicker here. Let's bop around. So I started with Fox News. Well, no surprise. They had Sean Hannity. It was during his show, and he had three Republican members of Congress.
And they were all very critical of the speech. Didn't think he delivered a good speech at all, I bet.
No.
Huh? Oh, they liked it.
No.
They thought it was good.
So I watched just a little bit because I thought, okay, I know where this is going. Let's see what the major networks are saying.
Oh, they all loved it.
I switched first to ABC.
Uh-huh.
And
that's who I watch.
David Muir is their anchor,
mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, click over to them.
The hunky
and David Muir is talking. Okay, whatever. He's about to lose his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to their White House correspondent, who's standing outside the White House in the cold or whatever. I'm thinking, okay, just that's it. Now, a few minutes later, when I switched back, because I was bouncing around,
yeah.
When I switched back to ABC, now it's the Jingle Ball, which I guess was the regularly scheduled program.
Wow, that sounds fun.
So they gave a few minutes of coverage to post coverage to the
speech. I'd rather watch the Jingle Ball.
And then they went to the Jingle Ball. Like, okay, that's not very long. So then I switched to CBS, and I get commercials. I'm like, wait a minute, where's the Talking Heads? And then they went straight to Survivor. So apparently CBS didn't do anything. They didn't have any coverage, like post coverage. They just went right to commercials and then right to Survivor.
Or if they did, it was very, very quick.
Extremely fast.
Yeah.
So then I switched over to NBC. And here it's Christmas in Nashville. I'm thinking, okay. They apparently didn't do
anything. How'd that look?
I watched it for 30 seconds.
I would have stayed with that.
All right. No, I'm sorry. So they really didn't have anything. So I switched to CNN. All right, well, they had a talking head panel.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the talking heads was Scott Jennings, who's a Republican former congressman who has sort of made himself into a star on CNN, essentially just trying to debate all these other guests that are kind of on the other side of the political spectrum. All right, and Jennings, he's pretty good. Guy's sharp. He can think fast on his feet. And so it's
they call him the Iron Head of CNN.
Oh, is that right? Okay, I didn't realize that.
Huh?
All right.
Well, that's what I heard.
So Van Jones is next to him. Now, Van Jones is the other side of the spectrum.
Not
right?
the Iron Head.
And they had a couple other folks. I'm thinking, okay, well, at least they're trying to get some balance there. Folks, I've got to be honest with you. I didn't even bother with MS Now.
No?
I didn't. Maybe I should have.
I'm sure they were enamored with
enamored. Yeah, that's one word for it. Okay.
Speaking ability, yeah.
So it's interesting. Again, this speech was not on the schedule. Trump, the other day, is like, I'm going to do this. And so the networks begrudgingly carried it, essentially.
Yeah.
And then decided, okay, now we're going back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah.
Which they all did. Mm-hmm. Now, the news channels didn't because they got their talking head shows. So they went off. Okay. I don't know. I found that interesting that the major networks essentially just didn't care. All right. Now, you can agree, disagree with that, whatever. It was a 20-minute speech. And right from the get-go, I noticed some things. First off, President Trump is standing, not sitting. So he was kind of standing at a podium, where normally when you have these things, the president is usually sitting, like in the Oval Office at the Resolute desk and so on. This is Trump standing. And I just thought, okay, that's interesting. I was expecting him to be sitting, and then I just started thinking, now I'm going to share an opinion, and some of you are going to disagree with this.
Yeah.
Right? And the opinion is that Donald Trump cannot give a good speech. He just can't. Now, we're not talking the rallies, you know, when he's got a big crowd there. I mean, pretty much, that's not a speech. That's more shucking and jiving with the audience. Right? He's playing for the audience. You know, cheers and boos and, you know, all that
sort of
stuff.
You're talking the teleprompter reading a speech.
Yeah, I suppose. Last night was supposed to be a formal speech. And my opinion is Trump he can't give a good speech. Because when I was watching this last night, for me, it was a 20-minute shout. He was essentially shouting at the American people, hey, look at all the good things we're doing. And after he got past, you know, the Biden administration did this wrong and this wrong and this wrong and this wrong and is terrible, worst in the history of country. Let's exaggerate, you know, because Trump is good at that. Worst in the history of our country, you know, this and that and the other thing. Okay, where have I heard this before? All right, yeah, over and over again. If I had been, and now this is probably not possible, if I had been his speechwriter or his aide trying to kind of coach him, like, if you really want to reach the American people, this is the way you need to do it. And effectively, do it effectively. That's not what I saw last night. What I saw was a 20-minute shout. And so right off the bat, I think a lot of people, if they tuned in last night, right off the bat, there's Trump standing behind the podium, looking stern, half shouting at the microphone. I mean, I felt for whoever the sound person was last night. I mean, I felt for that person because there was times, the term in the business is overmodulated. Overmodulated
is when I do something like this.
That's overmodulated.
Uh-huh.
Part of the speech last night was overmodulated because Trump is essentially shouting at the microphone. I'm thinking, come on, if you're trying to reach people with a good message, this is not how you do it. Now, I wasn't alive during this time, but there are recordings somewhere out there. I mean, sort of the gold standard, I would consider this, the gold standard for presidential speaking was Franklin Roosevelt back in the 30s with his fireside chats. Now, that was on radio. And he periodically or regularly had these addresses live to the country. Now, again, it was all on radio, so you didn't see them. But they were always calm, friendly. Now, granted, this was the 30s. This is the Great Depression. People, in a lot of cases, were really struggling. They were having a really hard time for a long time. All right, this wasn't a year or 2 years. I mean, the Depression was all the way into the 30s, into the early 40s, until we got in World War II, officially. And, you know, Roosevelt would just do these calm chats or discussions with listeners. And I think that is still, for me, that's still the gold standard. If I had been Trump's aide or whatever, I would have said, sir, you need to back off a little bit. You need to be friendly. You need to sit down. You don't need to be standing behind a podium. No. And I think a lot of people, in fact, I'd bet money. Where's that Kalshi? They should do a bet on this. How many people tuned out in the first 5 minutes of that speech? I bet a ton. Because Trump comes on, whether you love him or hate him or whatever, and he just starts shouting at the microphone and, again, insulting the Biden administration. We got to get those out there. And, you know, and maybe this is a presidential thing. I don't know. In that speech again last night, all I heard a lot of I. I did this. I did that. I did this. Now, Barack Obama did that a lot. He did a lot of I. Like, it's all about him. That's one reason I'm not an Obama fan. Never was. It's all I. How about a we? How about I throw a few we's in there? We did this. We did that. So, unfortunately, it just, the way the speech was presented last night was not good. Now, again, that's Donald Trump. I don't expect this guy to change, and no one's going to have the courage to tell him to change. That if you want to reach the American people, you got to go a little softer and explain, we've had some really good things this year. Let's go over some of these. And you kind of do it one at a time. Because there are a lot of good things that have happened this year. Now, Trump mentioned them. The problem is he did it more like bashing you in the head with it. Boom, boom, boom. The border is sealed. That's a good thing. We have a stronger military right now. That's a good thing. These various peace agreements around the world, now they have to hold. That's kind of important. But, you know, in various places, Africa, you know, the Middle East, still working on Ukraine, that's a good thing. Gasoline prices, except in certain parts of State College, have definitely come down. All right. There's this, yeah. that one intersection, I'm thinking, what are those convenience stores doing?
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, right across the street from each other, have the most expensive gas in the entire county. And I don't understand
why. They're battling for number one.
I don't get it. Trump announces his so-called warrior dividend last night. Now, if you don't know what this was, there's about 1.5 million members of our military. I mean, all, you know, Navy, Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, all of them, okay, Marines, all of them. Apparently, every single one in the next week is going to get what he called a warrior dividend. And they're each going to be getting $1,776.
Just a weird random number.
Yeah.
That out.
Yeah. Weird. How about that? Like, where'd that number come from? So I'm going to assume, you know, if military people were probably watching it last night, when they got to that part, they're probably whooping and hollering like, hey, yay for us. Okay. I'm assuming we're not going into debt for this. I don't know. Tariff money is paying for this. I don't know. Anyway, I just think that speech last night was a missed opportunity. Trump had the chance to really reach people to say, all right, look, this is what we inherited. We've done a lot of good things this year. Here's a list. Be honest. Yes, the tariffs and some other things. I mean, I think I've said this before. If Trump and Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, who I really like, I think that guy's really sharp. I mean, he comes from business, so he knows numbers. I think he's really good. He's still, my opinion, he's uncomfortable when he does interviews and so on. You can just see it. He kind of fidgets like, I'd rather be somewhere else. But he's getting better at answering questions and stuff like that. If they just would have been honest with us, you know, months ago to say, okay, folks, here's what we're going to be doing, these things, tariffs, changes, and so on. It's going to have an effect, probably a negative effect before a positive effect. My phrase is short-term pain, long-term gain. That's the plan. You don't just snap your fingers and change trade agreements and everything's wonderful. It doesn't work that way. Never did. Well, it's never been tried much lately. That's why we're in this hole to begin with. One man's opinion. They should have been honest earlier to say, okay, we're just going to let folks know there's going to be some bumps in the road probably at some point as we restructure some things to go in a better direction. Now, Trump didn't really say that last night because they're afraid to come out and say, yeah, there's going to be some short-term pain. Nobody wants to hear about pain. The gain, they're interested. They think the gain should be like right now, gain, right
now. Let's do it.
Right now, boom. No, it takes some time to work through stuff. Now, their goal or their hope is the long-term gain is going to start showing up maybe by spring of 26. Short-term pain, now. Long-term gain, spring, summer of 26. That's the plan. Now, of course, we will see if that plan actually happens. Aha, you got to kind of sit and wait. This would have been but Trump never could have pulled it off. A great opportunity to last night to really reach people, including people that probably hate the guy. Hey, look at all the good things that we have done over these last, 10 months or 11 months or whatever it is. But it was more just, I'm going to hit you over the head. I'm going to shout at you, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, you know, blah, blah, blah. Shout, shout, shout. Get not blue in the face, but red in the face. Just like, no, that was not an effective speech. All right, let's take a break here. I would love to get a call or two. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? Like, you thought the speech was great. All right, the speakers on Fox, I think they this is great. Oh, it's wonderful. No. If you disagree, I'd love to hear from you. We'll give you a chance to make your case. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel. But a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday edition. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Oh, I'm torn.
Yeah?
Between Mannheim Steamroller and Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, I do like TSO as well. I think I would lean Mannheim Steamroller just, but man, I'm with you.
That was Trans-Siberian Orchestra,
yep,
right there. So, I mean, they're both really,
they're fun,
really good. And I'm trying to think, I know the Trans-Siberian Orchestra has been here. I'm trying to remember if Mannheim Steamroller has been here. Like at the Jordan Center here. I'm blanking on that one. Trans-Siberians, yes, they've been here. Mannheim Steamroller, if they've been here, it's been a long time. I don't recall them coming. You've got a look on your face.
Yeah, I'm trying to think myself.
I'm drawing a blank on that one, but anyway. All right, folks, again, what do you think? Okay, 814-954-7266. Everything I just had in my little spiel there. Did you agree with it? Did you absolutely disagree with it? Did you hate the speech last night if you check it out? Did you love the speech if you check it out? You know, which one? Was it effective? Was it possibly, anti-effective? Like, in other words, it didn't make the situation any better, maybe somehow made it worse? All right, you've got the president there, you know, essentially, tongue-lashing people. It's like, that's not effective speaking. Just isn't. But again, that's Donald Trump. That's who he is. The guy is a little harsh. He can't give a speech. He's just not good at it. All right, because it turns into a lecture, like a teacher or a professor in front of a classroom. Okay, no offense to the Penn State professors that do that. No, don't do that. All right? That's not effective. He needed to take a softer tone. He needed to sit down, not stand up, and just say, we've done a lot of good things here. Let's look at some of these. Boom, 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 boom. Because it is a significantly long list of good things that have happened this year. Then you're honest with people to say, okay, we realize, you know, some folks, it's tough for some things. Because maybe because of some of the actions we've taken. But here's where we want to be in a few months. Or here's where we plan to be in a few months. Well, boom, 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 boom. If you lay out the plan nice and quiet and so on to folks, I think a lot of viewers would have said, okay, I get it. We're gonna give this a whirl. Okay, thank you, Mr. President, for calmly explaining. Maybe you should have done this a while back. Calmly explaining, but that is not Trump. It never will be. So, anyway, let's start taking some calls here.
Good morning,
Whoops. Oh, I need to turn the mic back on. Is
that
needs to happen
there.
I turned it off to cough, and I forgot to turn it back on. My apologies.
You're here.
Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk. And now, so.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I missed, I was done in the grocery store, so I missed your little spiel, but I just want to add a little something here.
Go.
This guy, honest to God, he can't help himself other than let everybody know how good he is. But you know what? It's time for him to suck it up and say, look, we got problems in this country. This is how I'm really planning on making things better for you. But he just keeps going back on the previous administration. Yes, did they make a lot of mistakes? No question about it. But I have such disdain for this guy and how he goes about trying to tell people everything and how good he is and everything like that. Now, the next part of that was he tells so many falsehoods last night. 600% on drugs. Are you kidding me? They're going to pay us to come and get their drugs, then they're going to give us money back?
That's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. On the other thing. And the other one is the price of gasoline. Well, we live here. I know you guys are here. Right now, it's I don't know any place that's below 3. It's 3.09. And believe me, I check out price. I don't know why. I'm kind of a crazy person when it comes to gasoline. But anyhow, you know, the problem is he wants to be at $2. Well, if anybody knows economics and realizes what's going on in the world, we have a glut of oil, okay, and oil is below $60 a barrel. So the big companies aren't going to drill for, you know, like his drill baby drill. That isn't going to happen because they can't drill for oil and natural gas at the prices they are today. So, and in the long run, it's never going to change a great deal. It's never going to go really low. My guess is over the years, you know, from the time I paid 18 cents a gallon to what it is today, we're not going to see gas much lower than 250 if we ever see that. Maybe, but.
Well, I would say here in Pennsylvania, yes. In fact, I've got something here which I've had for about a week. A study by AAA about gas prices across the country. This is average gas prices across the country by state. Now, the most expensive gas is out west. I mean, the West Coast is bad. And throw in Hawaii and Alaska, all right? It's really expensive out there. But for, I would say, the three-quarters of the country beyond the West Coast, the most expensive gas in the nation is in Pennsylvania. We have the most expensive gas of anybody. It says here $3.26 a gallon. By comparison, Ohio is $2.82
yep.
a gallon. I mean, for goodness sakes, our gas is more expensive than New York. Why? Because of those state taxes and all the extra stuff that we are paying through the nose while some other people are doing way, way, way better. West Virginia's below $3 a gallon. Virginia's below $3 a gallon. Maryland's about $3 a gallon. We're $3.26. Now, our argument there might be more with Harrisburg than anything else.
Oh, for sure.
All right? State taxes. So, it should be below $3 a gallon. It should. Now, will we get there? Will Harrisburg allow it somehow? That's a great question. I don't know what to say. Caller, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, what you're saying is true. But when I go back to this, the gasoline is made from oil, okay? And when oil is at the price it is crude today, under $50 a barrel, the big guys aren't going to be able to drill and make it profitable. So guess what? When they start to drill and to make it profitable for themselves, oil will be back above $60 a barrel. Therefore, you're not going to have a reduction in price.
Yeah. Normally, when you think about a glut of oil, you're thinking, all right, there's too much oil out there, so we need to get rid of that. So let's lower the prices. People buy more. We eventually get rid of the glut so that the oil companies, like you say, start drilling more again and get the price more up to where they'd like to be. If there's a glut situation, the price should be going down. And in some parts of the country, I think that's happening, just not our state. Wonderful.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is the reason it's down now because there is a little bit of a glut of oil, so it's cheaper. But if the big companies cannot drill and explore for oil for less than $60 a barrel to make a profit for them, and that's what they're in business for. So tell me how you're ever going to get gasoline way down in price.
Well, it won't be under $2. Well, I was going to say, it won't be under $2 a gallon. Those days are gone. Maybe I'm saying the lowest price for gas for the country, according to this AAA study, is Oklahoma. $2.50 a gallon in Oklahoma on average. Maybe there's some places in Oklahoma where it might actually be under $2. But for the rest of us, no, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, I agree with you, caller. He made some claims last night, and my eyes rolled like, okay, here we go. Worst ever in the history of the country. I'm like, okay, you can't prove that, all right? That, the Biden folks did this really badly and this really badly. Worst ever in the history of the country. I'm thinking, I read about the Great Depression. That was the worst time in the history of our country. Yeah. You're talking about economics and stuff. I wish the guy would stop hyperbole, I guess is the fancy term.
Yeah.
He has hyperbole up to his hairdo. All right? Just stop doing that. But again, that's Trump. He'll never stop doing that.
Well, when you're the president of the United States and you want to address the nation about what's going on, you don't get it. That's just, I mean, listen, I've lived through lots of presidents and voted for both sides of them. And this guy is a total jerk and joke.
Okay.
And I can't make it any clearer than that.
I think you did that very well. Okay, we got to take another call. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. And I assume you're bought those groceries to bring them out here. So we look forward to seeing you shortly and add to our list of goodies here in the studio. I'm just assuming that.
No, don't go there.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Well, relative to the last caller, did I miss something on the ticker this morning? Is ExxonMobil going out of business?
ExxonMobil is going out of business?
I don't think they're going out of business.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, I was curious to find that out there. I remember here a few years back whenever they said they lost one of these oil refineries due to a hurricane or subsequent to a hurricane or something, and I looked at the thing in their last quarterly report. They'd made something like $12 billion, and I'm thinking, I don't know anything about building refineries, but I can tell you one thing. I could build a damn nice one for $12 billion.
Well, the problem is that certain, how do I put this, environmental groups, they don't want more refineries. They want less refineries. And
yeah,
so
I
that's,
understand.
You know, why is gas so expensive out on the West Coast? I mean, it's crazy expensive in California. If you've ever seen pictures on TV news and so on, $5 or more a gallon for gas in California, we're like, holy moly. That's because they've cut down on their refinery capacity out there on the West Coast. I don't know, to save birds or something. I have no idea. But it's interesting. Ford this week is backing off of electric vehicles. They've learned the lesson that, okay, all in on electric is not working for us. So they're going to take more of a tack with hybrid vehicles, which is probably the smart way to go.
So, well, I kind of look at California in one respect as it regards to just about anything. They pretty much get what they deserve.
Well, if it's politically driven and they make decisions in a certain direction that is not the best direction to go, you would be correct.
Yes, I understand it. Jeff, are we going continual from 5 o'clock through both sessions on Saturday, or
we are, yes.
Okay, so end heavyweight, basically start 125.
Correct.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, try at least to get one of those. You know, hopefully the first one, so we at least tie the record. Because boy, be disappointing to come away there and not at least tie it.
Amen, brother. Amen.
So maybe when you get off the air, get a hold of Cale Sanderson and try to give him a little extra boost.
We will do what we can to help the boys out.
Which school is first on Saturday?
North Dakota State.
North Dakota, are they good? I have no idea.
They are. North Dakota State's probably they are a very solid team. This year they're probably a little better.
Thanks for
your call. Yes, appreciate the phone call. Probably a little better than Stanford, which is the second opponent on Saturday night. But both have some very good individuals. North Dakota State's actually been a really solid program here over the last 6-7 years. They've got some very nice things going on around that program. So, but yes, I mean, Penn State is a prohibitive favorite in both duels on Saturday.
So the same guys are going to wrestle in both bouts? Same lineup?
That would be the expectation. There might be a weight or two where they go differently, but generally speaking, under Cale, Penn State, pretty much if you've earned the starting job and you're healthy and you're ready to go, you're going to go.
I guess wrestling twice in the span of like 2 hours seems like a lot.
Gets you ready for that's what happens in the postseason tournaments. And this is really kind of the last opportunity to get that type of a feel for the starters, unless they go, which they typically don't do, unless they go to an additional tournament. Which they're certainly allowed to do, but again, generally speaking, they'll just follow the dual meet schedule here the remainder of the season. So this is kind of the last opportunity to get a couple of matches over a 2-2.5 hour period, which again is what you need to do with Big Tens and NCAAs if you're going to go out and win a national championship.
All right, okay.
Wrestle Big Tens in particular could wrestle twice in a 3-4 hour span. Nationals, you got to wrestle twice a day for those first two days if you're winning, and then you get to just wrestle out once.
Okay.
And go win a national title Saturday night.
All right, let's take a break here.
Yeah.
We'll come back with our last segment. Again, if you watched this speech last night, liked it, hated it, we've heard sort of maybe a little bit of both sides here on with some calls. Let's take your call. All right. Healthcare kind of came up during the speech. Folks, it's gonna come up here, all right? And some interesting moves yesterday, and I did something interesting last night.
Did you know?
Which I will describe here when we come back, all right?
Oh.
Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. I need to eat more of my whoopie pie. We will come right back.
Whoopie pie.
Whoopie pie.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Guess the artist.
It is a little Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Big prize for whoever gets it. We'll leave you a piece of cheese here in the studio. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266. Yeah, who's singing this version of the Christmas song?
With their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep.
I bet you never guess.
Tonight,
I'll bet not to.
Never guess.
This one's a tough
one. On his way.
Yeah, there's not a normal feel to these artists normally.
It's like if you're a big singer, you have to do a Christmas tune.
Well, yeah, you have to do
you
it.
You have to do some
it's
kind of law. Christmas tune.
It's the law.
All right. Should we just tell them?
Sure.
Just tell Hall & Oates?
That is Hall & Oates.
For folks who remember Hall & Oates.
Daryl Hall and John Oates, to be more specific. Not just any Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates did that tune. Oh, for goodness sakes. Anyway.
The kids from
all right.
There you go.
All right. Very
all right.
Nice.
It is open phone time for the remaining 6 or so minutes on the big show today.
All right. And we have open line time tomorrow. We're kind of going into our own holiday schedule, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Frankly, the Ironhead and I are going to take a few days off.
Yeah, we are.
For, like, sort of over the Christmas break type thing. So we're kind of moving into that direction. So we have open line time tomorrow. We will bring this up tomorrow, right? No doubt about that. Yeah, this whole thing about health care, I've said it 100 times. Republicans are now stuck on this one. This is now their issue, whether they want to own up to it or not. And again, Trump in the speech last night, no, Democrats put us in this position. No, which is true. But right now, it's your problem.
Yeah.
Right? Republicans, it's your problem.
Yep.
You've inherited it. And the question is, A, are you going to fix it? B, are you seriously going to screw millions of Americans with ridiculous health insurance premiums next year, or C, you know, something else? Are you going to extend? Now, there was a vote yesterday. Actually, it was what's called a petition, if you know what a petition is. The Democrats, all, and they're lockstep, like all on the same page, if you will. They want a vote on the House floor for their version, which would extend the Obamacare subsidies for 3 years. Which, Scott here, that's a bad, 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 bad idea.
Yes.
For multiple reasons. It's a heck of a lot of money. It doesn't solve the problem. And then it puts it 3 years right smack in the middle of the next presidential campaign. Folks, you think this isn't a political move? Of course it's a political move. Has nothing to do with you. Has everything to do with them. All right? But that's the Democrat, you know, bill or idea. And they needed four Republicans to cross over and vote with them on this petition to get a majority, and they got four yesterday. What's interesting, if you didn't follow this, three of these four are from Pennsylvania. Now, not Glenn Thompson, no, not our local congressman, absolutely not. But Brian Fitzpatrick, Rob Bresnahan, Ryan McKenzie from PA all voted to with the Democrats to say, hey, bring this up for a vote. Now, it's a petition. I guess they can't force Mike Johnson, the leader of the House, to bring it up for a vote. They can't force him. It's like a petition. If you've ever signed a petition for something, you get a bunch of signatures on it for some, I don't know, controversy or something, and then it gets delivered to somebody, some official person, and beyond that, it's like, okay, now it's up to the official person to do something, and they don't have to.
We tried to keep the Hooters open in State College. We signed the petition. We did everything we could do.
Every time I go down Beaver Avenue and make that curve to college, yes. I look to the left expecting to see the Hooters, and instead you've got that gigantic, you know, apartment building or whatever now, you know. It's like, oh, those were the days. Oh, anyway. So could there be a vote in the House? Maybe. According to Johnson, if there would be a vote, it won't be until after the holidays. So in other words, it'll be in January, which is when the subsidies have already expired. Which means if you have one of those from Penny or whatever, yeah, get out your checkbook big time because you're going to be paying big. Now, again, solve the problem. And so I just had this thought yesterday. We're almost out of time here. Can you think of one instance, and in any regard, can you think of one instance where throwing more money at a problem actually solved the problem? I could almost call that a dare. That's a challenge. Can you think of one instance? I'm thinking especially government, but it could be, I don't know, business or something, where throwing more money at the problem, which is what these this is a subsidy extension. That's essentially what this would be. Throwing money at the problem. Not solving it, just let's spend more money. Can you think of one instance where throwing more, we use this line, throwing money at a problem. Can you think of one instance where will that happen and it actually worked? Can you think of one? Now, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to save this for tomorrow. Last night, I just started thinking about that, and I'm coming up, couldn't think of one. And so I went to my friend, my AI friend. Oh, I went to my AI friend.
Did you now?
And I'm going to save us for tomorrow because we're virtually out of time here. I'll bring this up tomorrow. I put in a prompt, a question, to my AI friend, essentially saying, well, let's see. Okay, you are a researcher, and I am seeking an answer to a question. Can you locate one instance where throwing more money at a problem actually solved the problem?
Ah.
This is especially for any federal government actions in the past, but could also include moves by private companies and business entities. Search the web, and there's more than that. It took 10 seconds. The AI had to think about it a little bit, but came back with an answer. I will keep you in suspense.
Oh, boy.
Until tomorrow's show.
Now we got to tune in tomorrow, kids.
All right. Very interesting stuff.
Well, we will find out what the answer is. Folks, we hope you have a great Thursday in the meantime.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fun. Sports.